In the year 1759 in the summer, the holy Baal Shem Tov sent one of his students to the city of Lvov, where the holy Reb Chaim Rappaport, the genius big Reb Chaim Rappaport, who is one of the biggest students of the Baal Shem Tov, the rabbi of the town, the Baal Shem Tov sent a message to this Reb Chaim Rappaport that in a couple of days, and the Baal Shem Tov told him which day, he should go out of the city to the forest, about 8 parses, which I guess is a couple of miles, to a certain spring of water that was in the forest. He should sit there and learn intensely and deeply the first 4 chapters of the laws of blessings in the Rambam, in Maimonides' book Mishneh Torah. He should then pray mincha, daven mincha over there, and go back home. So on that day, Reb Chaim Rappaport set out with another student of his and the wagon driver, and they came to exactly the place that the Baal Shem Tov had mentioned. And all of a sudden, when they got there, the sky became overcast and there was tremendous thunder and lightning to the extent that the horses started jumping up. And the wagon driver said to the rabbi, to Reb Chaim Rappaport, "Rebbe, I'm very scared. I'm really scared." And Reb Chaim Rappaport said, "Only from God we have to fear." And Reb Chaim Rappaport, in the middle of this storm, took out his book of Maimonides, sat for 4 hours and started learning Hilchas Brachas, the laws of blessings. And as he was learning, the sky became clear and the sun came out again. After a while, the student of Reb Chaim Rappaport went and brought some water, and they drank and they washed their hands, prayed mincha, and went back to Lvov, to the city. About 2 months later, in the month of Elul, Reb Chaim Rappaport came to the Baal Shem Tov, to Mezhbuzh, and when he met the Baal Shem Tov, the Mezritcher Magid happened to be there, and he's the one that told the story to the Alter Rebbe, who told it to the Tzemach Tzedek, and it was passed on from there. Reb Chaim Rappaport came to the Baal Shem Tov and said to him that since that day that I fulfilled your shlichus, I did what you told me to go to the forest to learn those 4 chapters of the laws of blessings, and I prayed mincha there, my eyes have become open in Torah, and my heart has become open in a whole new way in serving Hashem. And that Shabbos, the Baal Shem Tov explained to him why. That 117 years before, there was a soul that was decreed that could not feel its complete fulfillment until a Jew will come to that place somehow and rectify that soul by learning there. And more, even more than that 117-year soul, that stream of water, the Baal Shem Tov said, from the time God created the world, all the waters in the world are waiting to be ascend, go and be elevated up to God again since the second day of creation. And the Baal Shem Tov said that that particular spring of water, no Jew had ever used that water to serve God. And by you traveling there in the lightning and the thunder, washing your hands from that water, drinking that water, making a blessing on the water, and washing your hands, being able to pray mincha over there, that water, that stream of water, was able to ascend up to Hashem. Because part of Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence, is that every single thing in the entire world is waiting for its time to be elevated through Jews, people using it to serve God. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov concluded to Reb Chaim Rappaport, you, through doing that shlichus, that even in the lightning and thunder, learning over there and using that water, that opened up your eyes and your heart and your mind for God even more. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe told this story just a couple of weeks before he himself assumed the mantle of leadership in 1951. He told this story as a precursor to him being Rebbe. And the Rebbe concluded that we have to know that every single Jew in the world has a spring of water of godliness within them. In some Jews, that spring of godliness is flowing in an open way. But there are some Jews that spring of water is covered up by layers of rocks and by dust. And one has to dig to be able to remove the layers of dust and rocks in order to reveal the spring that's in within every single Jew. And sometimes we might meet some Jews that one might think that there's no spring of God within them. It's been covered up for so many years. But we see from this story that if even a physical spring of water, after a certain amount of years, the time will come for it to be revealed and elevated, how much more so when it comes to the spring of divine water within every soul that there will come a time and there has to come a time for that spring to be elevated. And each and every one of us has to feel that it's our shlichus, that it's our job to help reveal that spring of water that's within every single Jew. And sometimes there might be lightning and thunder and the horses stopping and we might be held back. But we have to know that it's our job to reveal that spring of godly water within ourselves and within other Jews that we meet. And if we do that, then our eyes and hearts and minds will be opened up and our own spring will be flowing in the most beautiful way. Till the time where the spring of water, which is God, which is the whole world, will be revealed with the coming of Mashiach. May we see it today.